What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we return once again to our great watering hole, Maskistan. As you all know, Maskistan never disappoints. Now, this article was sent to me by, of course, Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 29th of February. Man offlines his wife on their 8th year marriage anniversary. Wow! 8 years of marriage. Now, what drove this man to decide, you know what? It's our 8th year anniversary. I'm going to take you offline. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man terminated his wife on Thursday, suspecting her fidelity. You see, women of the West, I've said this on numerous occasions. Take the crap that you think you can get away with over to another country. Yeah. Men outside of the West do not play when it comes to fidelity. Oh, no, 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 no. The victim, identified as Bonthala Divya, 26, was hacked to deletion by her husband, Nuka Raju, on their 8th wedding anniversary. The couple were married for 8 years and had 2 children. Police took custody of the accused following the incident, as confirmed by Kakinada 1 Town Inspector G. Suresh Babu. Raju, a ceiling worker, frequently traveled for work. He harbored suspicions of his wife's fidelity for months. Over recent weeks, he conducted inquiries among neighbors, concluding that she was involved with multiple individuals and frequently communicated with them via mobile phone. Gentlemen, as you all know, a woman's darkest secrets are no longer kept in their diary like back in the old days, but their phones. 2 days prior to the incident, Raju made the decision to eliminate her and procured a knife. Yep, he decided at that point, I'm taking matters into my own hands. On Thursday, he fatally stabbed his wife 3 times in the neck, resulting in her immediate deletion. Well, well, well. Let me reiterate to you Western women. You believe that you're able to take your Western attitude and go to other countries? Oh, no, 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 no. No. Far too many American women have gone to other countries and fucked around and found out the hard way. Men in those countries do not abide by the quote-unquote American standard of letting women run over top of them. Oh, no, 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 no. See, those are true patriarchies. Yeah, those women are in check in other countries. Far too many women have found out the hard way. I mean, hell, you had the woman who got arrested in Dubai. There was a college student that got arrested in Dubai. The women, unfortunately, who got taken offline in Gambia. There was another woman who ended up getting smacked up, and I believe it was Italy. Yeah, far too many American women believe that they're going to be able to take their Western entitlement into other countries. But as we all know, when it comes to infidelity, especially here in America, it is outright celebrated. That's something that men in other countries, they don't fuck around with. The mere suspicion of being unfaithful can get your ass dealt with. Yep. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it went down in their home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. I'm gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 30 because every year for the rest of this man's life on their anniversary, he's gonna know, yep, I took matters into my own hands on a woman who was unfaithful to me. I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, 3 times, stab, 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 stab. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 20. So Nuka, Wrathful Raju gets a score of 80. Ladies, I'm going to reiterate. The men outside of the West, when it comes to fidelity, they do not play. Mm-hmm. Yes, we know women will still be unfaithful, even in societies where, let's just say, Abdul, get the rocks. Yeah. But hey, women, if you want to take that chance and be unfaithful to your man, at that point, don't cry about what he does afterwards. Because once you're married, hey, it's supposed to be a union between man and woman. However, we know, especially here in the West, that is absolutely gone out the window. Oh, yeah, girl, go ahead, go out there and cheat, blah, 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 blah. Now, I can be a little bit of a hypocrite on this. However, we all know that it's women who tend to become bored with monogamous sex before their husbands. And we know that women have zero problems weaponizing sex against their husbands. So yeah, I might sound like a hypocrite. However, no, I'm not going to be a hypocrite on this. I've said it before, and I will continue to stand on this. As a man, once your wife has decided that she's going to turn off the sex spigot, guess what? At that point, that marriage is null and void. Why? Because people love to talk about men and, you know, husband duties and all that stuff. Yeah, as a wife, you got a duty to provide sex to your husband. Oh, we don't want to hear that. Oh, our body, our choice, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Nope. Frankly, a lot of men are tired of this double standard when it comes to women and their fidelity. Yeah, as a man, you so much as look at another woman while you're married. Oh, you're Satan himself. A woman? Oh, guess what? I'm not getting my emotional needs met. Blah, 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 blah. Get the fuck out of here. I can't stand those arguments. Why? Because it's all bullshit meant to try to get you as a man off your square to say, well, you know what? My wife is a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. Uh-uh. You ain't performing, get ready to get replaced. We all know women love monkey branching, so guess what? Hey, two can play this game. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who think that your unfaithfulness will never be uncovered, well, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. Why? Because men are way smarter than you think. We are a hell of a lot more inquisitive. We know when things change. Just because we don't talk about it doesn't mean that we don't know about it. So, ladies, understand this. The power you think you have with your deception, quote unquote, that's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that men are not going to actually see what's going on with you, see the changes, that's going to go out right along with it. Because this man, like other men, figured it out. Obviously, she changed. And when that change came, we all know what happens. Somebody else was either bending her ear or blowing her back out. So yeah, more men are going to confront you. So, hey, whatever happens, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.